Ah, that gets more interesting every jump.
Yeah, great fun.
Righty-ho. So where are we?
I dunno.
Well, judging by that road sign there, we happen to be at the drive of Arlington Hall.
Where?
Arlington Hall.
Where's that?
In the middle of the countryside, I'm guessing.
Looks like a haunted house.
Haunted house? My dear Mike, you seem quite the one to go by first observations. Just because a place looks ancient and rather unkept does not always give the impression it's haunted.
Why do you say that?
I remember visiting Arlington Hall once before. A very vivid memory and very unclear. But I reassure you, it is anything but haunted.
Fair enough. If I end up scared shitless, you know the one who's going to get beaten. And it's bloody freezing, Doctor.
Yes, it is a bit chilly, isn't it? Fancy a little walk?
Where to?
Guess.
But a doctor?
It'll be fun, Mike. Now, come on.
Well, we're here. What now?
We knock on the door, of course.
Whoa, a big pair of knockers.
Yes, they are rather big, aren't they? The size is a bit exaggerated, but I can't complain. Well, the bigger the better, that's what I say.
Good evening.
Vincent Price, isn't it?
No, on the contrary, sir. I am Hall, sir, butler to Mr. Body of Arlington Hall.
Ah, hello there, I'm the Doctor.
Doctor who?
John Smith, and this is my friend Mike.
Yes, how may I help you?
I believe we've been invited to an enjoyable event happening here at Arlington Hall.
Do you have a document confirming this, sir?
Yes. Yes, here it is.
Yes, very well, sir. Well, if you have any luggage...
No luggage, I'm afraid.
Well then, do step inside, sir.
Thank you.
Thanks, Jeeves.
It's Hall, sir.
Whatever.
Mr. Body is in his study, and his other guests are elsewhere in the establishment.
Ah, yes. I think a chat with Mr. Body will suffice.
Sir?
Yes?
Your hat.
Oh, yes. Sorry. Here you go.
And your coat.
Oh, sorry about that. Here.
Thank you, sir. If you are in need of any refreshment or help, give a gold string cord a pull, and I will come to your assistance.
Will do, Hall. Hall, whatever your name is. Thank you.
Sir.
Doctor? Who was that?
Hall, or so he says.
So what now?
As I said, a chat with Mr. Body.
Mr. who?
The master of Arlington Hall, if I remember correctly. His study is just up these stairs.
Do I have to come?
No, it isn't imperative that you come, but you may if you wish.
No, I think I'll find the other guests.
Okay, then. You're bound to find most of them in the dining room. It's 5:30. Most of them must have finished their dinner right now.
Sure thing, Doc. Speak to you later.
Ah, a marvellous meal.
Yes, marvellous.
Mrs. White does stir some most delicious dishes, doesn't she?
Yeah, she does. Wonderful steak.
Plum, don't eat with your mouth full. It is most rude.
Sorry, Colonel. My apologies, ladies.
Think nothing of it. Uncle does it all the time.
Well, if he can get away with it, I suppose I can too.
Green, you seem a bit quiet tonight.
What? Oh, sorry.
Something the matter?
Not really. I just feel a bit off today, that's all.
You've been near those rose bushes again, haven't you, Mr. Green?
What? No, just moments of nausea.
But you should be in bed, man. I have noticed you've been a little pale lately. Look, go right upstairs and jump in bed. I'll have Mrs. White come up with a hot cup of cocoa for you, okay?
Okay.
Come on, old chap. You'll be right as rain tomorrow morning. Cheer up.
All right. Night-night, everyone.
Good night, Mr. Green.
Now, ladies, Plum, where were we?
Food!
Oh, my jolly God! Who are you?
Hi, I'm Mike. I see Mr. Green didn't finish his dinner.
No, he didn't, young man. Who are you again?
I said I'm Mike. Who are you guys?
I am Colonel Mustard. The beautiful young lady to my left is Miss Scarlet.
Good evening.
The outstanding lady opposite you is Mrs. Peacock.
Good evening.
And the podgy gentleman next to you who is finishing his port is Professor Plum.
Pleased to meet you.
Right, so I'm Mike.
Yes, you had said. So how did you come to be here?
I arrived here with a friend.
Where is your friend now?
He's talking with the master of this place.
You mean my uncle, Mr. Body?
Hello?
Aha. Do come in.
Thank you.
And how are... Who are you?
I'm the doctor.
I know of no doctor.
Ah. Dr. John Smith, you invited me here to attend a special event here at Arlington Hall.
Oh, yes. I do apologise. My memory is awfully blunt. I didn't recognise you, old friend. How have you been?
I've been quite fine, thank you, Mr. Body.
Marvellous. Wine?
No, thank you. I don't drink.
Don't drink. Still travelling, I assume.
Of course. Can't travel when I'm drinking.
Yes, of course. Those roads can be treacherous.
Indeed. Do excuse my asking, but...
Yes.
What is all this special event larky about anyway? You see, my memory has been awfully blunt recently, too.
Marvellous.
What is?
Your memory. I'm quite happy about that.
Why is that, then?
With your absent-mindedness and my other guests' lack of any knowledge about this event, it makes the whole event twice as special.
I see. You still offering that wine?
Ah, marvellous, my dear fellow, marvellous. You will fit in nicely here at Arlington Hall.
Ah, yes, you are quite the comedian.
A very charming, young and intelligent boy.
Thank you.
Oh, indeed. Very charming, young man.
Wonderful, young Micah. Would you care for some port?
Yes, please.
Now, Plum, we don't want to get the young boy drunk now, do we?
I suppose not.
Oh, Colonel, it wouldn't hurt.
He's just arrived here. We don't want him to think we're right on alcoholics, do we? Well, Mike. You're quite welcome to Arlington Hall. I hope you make it a real home the time you stay here.
Yes, it is a rough big place.
Big? It's huge, boy. Now, let's all retire to the lounge where we can relax, eh?
Wonderful idea, Colonel.
Yes, let's.
You must agree, Mr. Smith.
It's Doctor.
What? Oh, yes, sorry. You must agree that this is a rather brilliant idea, if I do say so myself.
Yes, I agree completely, but you haven't exactly told me what the idea is.
Precisely. All the more reason to keep it secret until I formally announce it. I'd like to surprise people.
Yes, I wouldn't have guessed.
Pardon?
Oh, nothing. So when is this formal announcement going to take place anyway?
Within the hour. Oh, jolly gosh, I think it is time for the announcement.
Really?
Yes, look at the time. It's almost 6 o'clock.
That is rather a nice grandfather's clock you have there.
Thank you. It was a present from my late wife.
I'm sorry to hear that. When did she pass on?
She didn't. She was meant to be here at 4.
Right. It looks most authentic. How old is it?
Oh, I have no idea. Had it longer than I can remember.
Yes, it is beginning to show its age, however old it is.
Too old, if you ask me. Mrs. White insists I get rid of it, but I do protest. It's a valuable gift.
It is indeed. I am quite good with clocks, Mr. Body. Maybe I could have a go at fixing it.
I don't think it's entirely necessary.
I could give this door a bit of... Oh dear. Sorry, clumsy me. Hello, what's this?
My revolver.
What's it doing in here?
I keep it there for safekeeping. I'm the only one who knows it's there. Well, I was the only person. Well, I guess I'm going to have to hide it again.
Here you go.
Thank you.
Why do you keep a revolver anyway, Mr. Body?
Protection. Ah, time for the announcement, I think.
Oh, good. Aren't you coming?
Oh, yes. Go right ahead and I will be down in a moment's time.
So, do you travel, boy?
Yeah, I'm travelling with a doctor at the moment.
Do you stay in one place, or just jump from place to place?
A bit of both. If you don't like the place, we leave straight away. If it's alright, then we'll stay.
Oh, I see. Arlington Hall has tickled your fancy, then, if you're staying here.
Yeah, I guess that's true. It's up to the doctor where we go and what we do.
And you just tag along for the ride, as it were?
Yeah. Oh my god!
What is it?
There's a man been eaten by a dog outside!